Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. You ever have one of those weeks where just things are going wrong around you, and before you know it, you get in a really negative mindset, you get depressed, and things are just not going well? Well, it happened to me, and it happened to me last weekend. My youngest daughter had her heart set on getting into this choice school, and all her friends got into this school. And despite the fact that she hasn't gotten a B in years, the kid gets straight A's. She's a great kid, and she does really well in school. Well, she didn't get in. And the reason she didn't get in, we don't know exactly yet, but it has to do with something administratively. And my wife is convinced that she made an error in filling out the paperwork. And this is a county or state run program, so there is no way to go back and fix it from what I understand. So there's this very helpless situation where she has her heart set on the school, and now she can't go to the school. And maybe the worst part of this is since my wife is the one that took care of the application process, she feels responsible. So my wife is in a really bad place right now from what she feels she did to my daughter. My daughter's really upset because she didn't get in. And to top things off, my other older daughter came back from her water polo practice on Saturday and said the athletic director had essentially dissolved the water polo team, meaning there was somebody in the group that was claiming that they were bullied. Most of the other girls are saying it's really not true, but yet she's claiming she's bullied and they can't get to the bottom of where the problem is. So they said, let's get rid of the team. So now she comes home hysterical, and because she's got her heart in this team, they're a great bunch of kids, and she works really hard, and she's up at 4 o'clock in the morning going to practice, and she's done it for months, and now that goes away. So you can imagine the weekend. You know, my entire family is in a funk, and it's hard not to get sucked into it when you're part of it, right? Because you feel these are people you love, and they're going through difficult times, and how do you cope with that? And this is something that I was really thinking about, and it really started to get to me over the last couple of days. And so the only thing I could go to was to really look at the big picture. And what I've done and what's helped me tremendously is just going to gratitude. When everything's going wrong in your life, there has to be something that's right, and you have to work to find those things. And often it's the big things that are going right that we take for granted. And it's things like health. It's things like your family's getting along and everybody peacefully coexisting and having enough food on the table. And it's things like that. So what I've been doing is just trying desperately to focus on what's good and trying to get my family to look at those things too. Now, it doesn't always work. I understand it. We don't live in a fantasy land, and sometimes we get knocked off our game. But the important thing is when you do get off kilter is you get yourself back. And the best way I can see to do that is to go into gratitude. Just be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what's around you. Find those positives. They're always there. And the positives, typically, they're typically far more positives than negatives for most of us. And all we have to do is identify those and be with those and stay in that space. Right? Imagine if we didn't have our health. Imagine if we couldn't put food on our table. Right? Those are things that for most of us, we don't have to worry about, at least at the moment. So let's go there and let's be thankful and waking up in the morning when some of that stuff sets in and just going immediately to gratitude. And we've talked before about having a gratitude journal where you just wake up and write down three things that you're thankful for that day. And you look for things as you progress through the day to keep yourself in that positive mindset. But sometimes it takes some work to stay there when other things are not going so well. So I encourage you to do that. Think about what's going right. Focus on what's going right. And just be grateful for what's going right. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today, understand that life is not always what we want it to be. Understand that things don't always go the way we want them to go. But also understand that if you can focus on what's good, stay on the positive, look at the big things in your life and realize how lucky you are to be in good health, to have an amazing family if you have it, to be gainfully employed where you can put food on your table. When you look at those big pictures and you realize life is really good and I have a lot to be appreciative for, it puts you in a far better position to be able to handle some of the pitfalls that come along the way.